You got three things in life when you're born. What your mama tells you, what the streets teach you, and what the future holds, which no one knows. That's the one you got control over.
Way more chemical than political. PTSD from what I wait on the digital. It was snowfall and Reagan gave me the visual. Obama opened his doors knowing I was a criminal.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. As I say, I am Spike Lou, and it's another week in the books. This is not the On Deck TV podcast, but Snow School, appropriate name for what's going on right now with everything as far as the snow and stuff. I got my guys in here with me, man. If you didn't know, first I'm going to tell you what this is. Each week we're going to be breaking down Snow School, man. Excuse me, Snowfall, the FX show. This is going to be the unofficial, official podcast for that. And each week, man, after the episode go off a day or two behind, we're going to break down what happened, give you our thoughts on it. But before we do that, we wanted to pick up on the three episodes we had from last year, kind of give you some idea of what we think is going to happen in season four. And along with me for this ride to kick it off, I got my guys first. Jeff, how you doing out there, brother?
Wonderful, bro. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely.
You put me on this show. I got to give you props for that.
Absolutely. I know this is one of your favorite shows right now, right?
Yeah. Because of you, man. Like I had dodged it for a minute. Then the pandemic hit. You told me I had to get on.
Got to see this.
Changed my life.
Got to see this, man. We got my guy, M Extra Money. What's going on, brother, man?
Man, I cannot complain. The Minister of Culture is indeed in the building.
Minister of Culture. Oh, how'd you get on Snowfall, brother? You did a couple episodes last year.
Yeah, man, you know, probably the most memorable episode you had up there. But yeah, it's so far, you know, I'm a movie and cinema connoisseur. So when anything good comes out, I'll find it, and that's what happens.
I like it. Well, I look forward to working with you guys a couple episodes on this throughout the season. We're going to get right into it, man. If you didn't know, if you late to the party, first thing you need to do is go check out those first three seasons of Snowfall. Check out our breakdown of season three on the Snow School podcast. The trailer popped off about 2 weeks ago. The FX official trailer is about 2 minutes long. We're going to play it here at the front. And we're going to go over some of the things that we saw and some of the things that we heard in the trailer. I'm going to bounce it off M Extra, bounce it off Jeff, and see what they think about it. And then we're going to leave you with some of our thoughts for season four. Trailer, first and foremost, we see Franklin bossed up. He got the big boy suit on. A lot of stuff appears to be going down. The first word that I heard in the trailer was about expansion, getting more product, growing past L.A. I want to start with you, Jeff, on what you think that means.
He got to grow. I think he's ran L.A. to the ground, and then L.A. has gang culture that's about to take over. If we follow in the timeline historically, the gang culture is about to take over L.A. We saw that at the end of season three. He's got to expand. So he's got to expand his muscle, got to expand his product. He's making too much money. What else is he going to do, man? He's got to do something. So I think that means more so Sacramento, Oakland, going all the way out through California, just expanding his empire, maybe even through Washington, all types of places, Nevada. We're going to see a lot from Franklin this year.
Facts. Extra, what you got? What you think expansion means for the Franklin empire?
Expansion means it's just that. I mean, like Jeff said, to reiterate, he has to grow. You know, he's getting too big, too many other people involved now, way too much at stake as far as money is concerned also. So he has to expand. And in order to do that, there's going to be a lot of trials and tribulations this season because the bigger you get, more people going to try to come and get you.
Absolutely. And that's what we heard, that more product and even growing past L.A. I agree with you, Jeff, going up to Sacramento, but I think he's going to go east too. If we're following the story, like you said, from a timeline standpoint, I read the Rick Ross book. Rick Ross starts to talk about how his name, and this is who this is loosely based off of, Rick Ross. So Franklin
is
and
it?
Rick, go ahead.
Is it?
Loosely. They don't want to pay him his, they don't want to tell Rick Ross that and pay him his money using the story. But this is loosely based. Like they said, when this first started, John Singleton was sitting down and was working with Rick Ross on it. But then when the money started, it was a different conversation. John Singleton took it another way. and Rick Ross was never heard from again. But according to his story and what he says, his name started to ring bells, St. Louis, Detroit, Texas, and you had those places. So I wonder if the show is actually going to take us to those places and we'll get new characters in some different environments, or will it stick to LA and the people that we've known and just kind of grow that way? What do you guys think? You think we get some new people?
I think it depends on how many seasons they got. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want this. I'm selfish. I don't want this show to go past five, maybe six tops. Tops six. You know what I'm saying? So I think you told enough stories in three to where four can set up for the finish, and five you can just kill it. You know what I'm saying? So if expansion is going to call for other cities and other states, of course we're going to see other characters. You know, I would love to see the Detroit aspect of it, just because I think Detroit produces some of the greatest characters in the world, and to see them on TV, you're going to love to see that. So, but yeah, selfishly, I want this to wrap up in about two more seasons, and I think they can expand it and just keep it cohesive, especially with John Singleton not being there, to kind of keep his foot on it and see what's going on.
I got to side with you on the keeping it short thing. I don't want this to be Snowfall season 7, season 8, season 9, and you got just different things happening that are outrageous. I'm with wrapping this up in 4-5 seasons. If this is the last season, I'm not going to be upset. I feel like they've told a great story. You differ from that, MX?
I'm like 5 or 6, but I don't want this to be the last season.
Just
for me, 5 or 6. 5, I'll be happy. I'll be okay with.
Yeah, okay. Sure. Just enough. I think this, like you said, but I think all of us agree, what, 4 or 5?
5.
And they definitely.
5 for sure.
5, yeah.
Five for sure. And definitely gonna be some new characters that you see. What's his name? Stacy from the Wood. I don't know his character on this show. I forgot his name, but he's gonna be an integral part of this character. So his Man is back as well.
Scully, that's his name.
Scully.
Uh huh. Who was crazy that from the Wood? That was the sister. That was the holy is him.
He played the same role, man. Other than that locked up movie when he was with Master P, he played the same role.
Holy shit, I forgot that was Scully. Yeah, that is him. Scully is his name, man. And to speak on Scully, the preview, not only was just based on what we heard, but what we saw, and that was a lot of him. Scully was
he was a lot of him.
A lot. So I agree with what you're saying, Amesha. I can expect to see a lot of him. Another thing that I heard in that preview, and this is the heard section of it, we'll go to what we saw later. You heard Franklin and you heard Auntie talking about somebody being taken off the board. I got a question for you guys as far as we got Reed, we got Franklin, we got Avi, and we got Ocho. Who's most likely to have either be taken off the board or have someone important in their crew being taken off the board out of those four main characters?
I don't think Franklin is going to be taken off the board until the very end, obviously. Mm-hmm. I mean, for me, it'd be like Ocho or somebody.
Think Ocho. Well, not even necessarily them, but someone with them that's important that would like change the trajectory of their character. Because it's going to have to be a big death this season. This is how TV works. I'm asking, which crew is it going to come from? Is it going to come from Franklin?
Oh, which crew? Oh, yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if Leon or somebody close to Franklin gets killed.
I think it's going to be two. It's going to be two big boy losses this season. Leon for sure is out of here. The game is passing him by. He'll come out there with them old head antics. So here's my thing. Reed out of here. Reed's gone because it's chaos now. It's the mid to late 80s now, right? It's late 80s now, right? Yeah. Gangs are taking over. It's chaos everywhere in LA. Reed's out of there. Whether that means he goes to jail or he gets killed, because that
operation with the CIA agent?
Yeah. Because the operation could be over. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. The operation is going to get historically, the operation starts to run amok right around here. You know what I'm saying? So he loses his luster or he's gone. And then, like we said with Unk. Unk is over with. He too old school. Like him walk that last scene of him walking in season 3.
Wait, you said Leon at first. Now you talking about Unk getting popped now?
I mean Leon. I mean Leon.
Okay.
Unk's out of here. Unk's gone. Yeah, Unk's gone. Leon might be too, but I definitely can see Unk, the game passing him by, with him losing all his stuff and just trying to root up old head with the curl, and it ain't gonna work no more. It just, it's over with for that.
Well, you know how it go, man. Unk wanted out last season, and anytime in the game when a nigga want out, that's when the game come calling for you.
Exactly. You that's just how you get and locked up. How it work. Huh?
And I remember last season, didn't he go in on the one of the last things he was
trying to get out of it, but I mean, Franklin just basically told him, look, man, we finna double up, my nigga. It's more money to be made. And he talked him into it. He gave him a larger percentage of the operation, and he talked him into staying. So I kind of see what you're saying, Jeff, as far as that leading Unk down a straight path.
Yeah.
Also, they were talking about something being bad for business. And I think, to kind of piggyback off what one of you guys were saying, the bad for business part is going to be Leon. I don't think Leon got his emotions together yet. I don't think
that's what I mean. Yeah, Leon.
He ain't equipped to be a number two yet. So when we see Franklin talking about stuff being bad for business and he is counseling more with Auntie rather than Leon, I think that spells trouble for Leon this season.
I'm not mad at that.
I know something. I think, like I said, I think something is going to happen to Leon.
Facts.
Something's going to happen. So he's tired of, you know, you saw it at the end of last season, he had to realize that they're not just boys like that anymore. Like, Franklin is in charge, and this is what I got to do.
I'm the boss, like, nigga. You work for me. You understand?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, next we heard, and some of the things that in the preview, we heard Franklin talking in the different voices. They talked about gang war, surviving a war, and killing everybody in their way was some of the words that they used. Now, you mentioned this previously, Jeff. We're about to get into Bloods and the Crips. I was kind of confused as to who is going to be leading. Like, was Scully a Blood?
Yeah, he a Blood.
Was Man Boy a Crip?
Like Man was a Crip. Yeah, Man Boy was a Crip. I said Man.
So that's his baby mama. I mean, excuse me. That's Scully is supposed to be Man Boy's sister, baby dad. So they're telling us that this war started behind them two. Well, I think that they're alluding to that. Y'all think that'll play a big role this season?
Yeah, it's got to, just by the timeline, man. Like that, if this story has been true to the timeline from day one. So if that's the case, LA's been a burn. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's why he was leaving last season from that project with guns in there.
Yeah. Yep. It was all metaphorical for what we're walking into. They're leaving out of the Jerry Curl and Camaro age with the Z28s. Now we got low riders and big boy pistols and drive-bys. This is what we're doing.
Yeah. So, and that takes us to one of the things that really stuck out to me was Franklin talked about making it out intact. And you also heard the mom say, who's protecting Franklin? And you heard Franklin talk about sacrificing everything. Now, to go and dive into some of that, who's protecting Franklin, I think, was a very, very important line in this, because he is kind of exposed this season. We've mentioned Leon isn't a strong number two. Unk, the game kind of has passed him by. His mom don't want him to be in it. His dad kind of like a fucking psychopath. But who is protecting Franklin? Who is his confidant moving forward? Who does he put the most trust in?
I think it's gonna be Auntie.
Got to be. I was hoping somebody would say it. That's his consigliere now.
That's it. Because everybody else is
Chill G. It's a good choice too. It should have been that from the beginning. I'm not sure that it wasn't, but even more this season, I think that he's gonna see that the niggas around him, he's not gonna be able to depend on and lean on.
Yeah,
that's tough, man. Like he's to kind of piggyback on what you're saying, Lou. He's in a rough spot,
Franklin.
Because now he's realizing, Franklin, he being Franklin, he's in a tough spot because he's realizing, now he's at the top. He's literally at the top.
Literally at the top. It's lonely at the top,
and it's lonely, and he's the definition of it. Because now, and him being at the top, and no one to lean on, everyone he's passed by on the way up. Is now working for him. You know what I'm saying? And he can't show now. He's hit. So he's coming into the season wounded. You know what I'm saying? Walking different with a cane, all these other things. Like he's vulnerable. He's like, he's wide open right now. And it's scary. It's a scary feeling.
Facts. Yep. And I think one thing Franklin's quote unquote superpower is his level of perception. how much he pays attention and the things that he knows and picks up on. And to end on the things that we heard in the trailer and to kind of hit on what you said, he was talking about the shelf life in the game. Like, he isn't out here thinking that I'm going to do this forever and I'm the kingpin and niggas got to bow down. We heard him in the trailer saying, I can't trust nobody. The shelf life of my line of work is very limited. Is there a world that we see Franklin get out in this series? Is there a world where we see him get out scot-free and kind of be like the all-American story for drug dealers?
Define scot-free.
Scot-free not being dead or in jail. Of course, I think he's going to suffer some losses as far as people close to him. But scot-free as far as him being intact.
I think
not necessarily his mental, but his physical.
There's a way they can do this where it's not corny and he lives. There is a way. I don't want to go into deep into that because we, you know, that'll kind of spoil the whole reason why we're doing the show. But there is
a big guess at the end that you can kind of allude to it.
Okay. But so I think with this show, they're going to give him layers. And that last layer is a way he could, you know, make it out of this. But the odds are against him. I mean, anybody who knows this, I mean, no matter what level of the game, air quotes, you've ever been in, I think we all know people who have been in some shape or form involved in this type of game or whatever. It's hard to leave. Just the way you come in, you won't come out. That's why I wanted you to define what you mean by scot-free. Mm. Now, he can leave, you know, like I said, you know, without prison time, without dying, yeah. But he's going to be a changed man, dog, because he's going to lose some people. He's going to lose a lot of people this year. These next two seasons, he's going to lose a lot of people.
M extra, can Franklin come out unscathed on the other end?
I don't think he will necessarily. There's no way he come out completely unscathed. No.
Okay. Is there a world where he lives and doesn't go to jail?
Yeah, I feel like he's gonna have one of those moments. He's gonna have to make a decision that's gonna keep him out of jail or not. And I think. That is, I don't think it ends tragically like everyone think is going to end. I feel like it's going to be definitely some loss, but I feel like he will ultimately get away. But how much did he really get away?
The most disappointing ending would be for me is if Franklin snitched on somebody.
That's my guess. He goes away scot-free.
Fam, he can die. He can go to jail. And I would be accepting of that as far as a classic dope story. But if the nigga goes start telling at the end, man, I'm gonna be highly upset with this.
You're forgetting that Franklin ain't a gangster.
He not. He a drug dealer.
I don't think Franklin will.
Like, I ain't saying that he the biggest street nigga in the world, but once you start selling dope, my nigga, like, you know how the rules is. You know what the rules is.
Episode one, Franklin is not this Franklin.
Of course.
Walter White effect has taken effect.
Yeah, no, of course.
Franklin better not hit me with, I ain't no street nigga at the end to start telling on me. He better not hit me with the for real, man. I'm highly upset.
Listen,
not the way he punked them niggas in jail at the time. Yeah. No, he can't go back.
I got a theory, man. And I'll say, like Lou said, save us at the end. But I got a theory how this is going to play out.
I'm interested in hearing that theory. Yeah. All right, so that's what we heard in the preview. Now I want to go over some of the imagery, some of the things we've seen. Snowfall has been a great show thus far, the three seasons, tying the imagery in. Like, it's been some beautiful cinematic filmmaking, TV making, I would say. So I want to go over some of the things that I saw in the clip, and I want to run it by y'all, see what y'all thought from it. Number one thing that shot out at me is what we alluded to in the previous section. There's going to be a funeral. Somebody's dying. Franklin got the suit on, auntie and all black, and it appeared that somebody rolled by the funeral shooting. Whose funeral do you think that is? We playing guessing games here. Don't scared to be wrong, fellas.
So I saw that, right?
I watched
that. Yeah, and I'm watching that, and I'm thinking in my head, who could it be to make someone come back shooting at the funeral? And I wanted to say Leon. I don't want it to be Leon, but
it's looking like little Leon, man.
If you're coming back shooting at the funeral, it's Leon.
Listen, man.
Like Lil Leon. Because we don't see a lot of him in the previews. Not a lot of talking anyway.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Leon, man.
Yeah, man. So
that's my bet.
Would y'all have any other thoughts about the funeral scenes? Like, what do you pick?
What's my man name? The Muscle. The Muscle.
Fat Dude.
Fat Guy?
Or Day Day.
Fat Dude.
Fat Boy?
Yeah.
That's what they was calling him. You think it's him? But yeah. He was with Franklin. There was another image in there that I'm going to point out. He was with Franklin when a car blew up. Like, him and Franklin was walking to a car and it blew up.
I thought that was him and Leon.
Nah, that was Franklin and Big Boy, the big fat dude.
Hold on, bro. I just watched it. Let me see. I think that's him and Leon.
I think it's Fat Boy, man, and Franklin. But what were you saying about it? You think it may be?
No, yeah, that's Leon.
Did they walk into the car and it blew up?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know. I thought that was
Franklin. Yeah, that's Leon with the afro. Yeah, that's Leon.
Okay. Well, they walked to a car and it blew up. We know that was Leon.
Yeah.
Other thing that I seen here. Go ahead.
Go ahead. That's what
more about the funeral.
This was saying was Leon. It was a fat dude. It was Leon walking him to the thing.
Oh, fat dude. Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So we've been talking about Leon a lot lately. Two things that I saw that I want to point out and want to get your guys' opinion on. Leon looked like he was the victim in that drive-by. I don't know, just from the scenes that we seen, and we also seen somebody put a strap to Leon's head too. He was on the couch.
Saw that.
Somebody put the strap to his head. Was that Franklin? Where y'all think that went to?
I think it might be Man Boy.
Tired of his shit finally.
Yeah.
Man Boy, one of my favorite characters, man. I like dude.
Man, yeah. Hey, man, dude is good, man. Dude's a good actor, man.
He playing the shit out of that role, my nigga.
Yeah, yeah.
I fuck with him. But somebody definitely put that strap to Leon head.
Yeah.
What you got to say?
I was going to say real quick. The funeral might be D-Ray character.
Peaches.
Yeah. Only because Auntie was there.
She was. She absolutely was.
Auntie, Franklin.
It ain't too big of a character to lose either.
It's not, but Peaches was muscle.
And it makes sense.
And that makes it to where why they would come back, somebody would come back shooting at this funeral if Peaches did something. So, back to what you were saying. I think it was Peaches, but to go back to what you're saying right now, about Leon and the strap to him, I think it might have been Man Boy too. They don't mix. They gonna try to get along for the money and for the love of Franklin, but it don't work. They just don't work.
That definitely don't work. All right, next thing I seen, man, I put two and two together here. It was a black dude sitting at a bar talking about Franklin, saying, "I'm guessing that's the district attorney," and then we saw the mom having a meeting with a dude in some suspenders with a male looking motherfucker. He got to be the male. Like, that's just the classic male role, that dude. What do you take from these relationships that Franklin and the team are building? Well, one is not being a relationship. One, he under investigation. We got a new Andre. Y'all think Franklin?
Gotta have an Andre.
You don't think so?
You got to have an Andre just to keep the show going. You got to have an antagonist to his protagonist.
Been white though, man. Like, don't try to hit me with the black district attorney. Just like, come on, man.
But that's timeline. You got to remember
that's Christopher Darden,
possibly, it's something to be said about being in California during this time, because you had to pick a side. You either was outside in the bullshit, or you was a normal citizen trying to figure out why this bullshit is going on, and you wanted to stop. You know what I'm saying? Think about being a black person that got nothing to do with none of this and living in California. You like, man, why the fuck I can't wear blue? You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't make sense to you why you can't wear blue or red.
Good point. That's fair, but I think just like you have the criminals, you have the people like Andre, and I'll go to another show, McNulty. You get these police officers that just do too goddamn much. So in my book, anything that come to them, they ask for it, because you're going above and beyond your motherfucking job. They don't pay you enough for this, and you're doing too much, my nigga. So if you get shot in the head and they think it's a suicide, that's on you. You should have took the money. But to your point, Jeff, the civilians that can't wear red and blue, I do feel sorry for them. Not the Andres and the McNulty's of the world, though.
fuck McNulty. But that's why he always got to have an Andre in the show, because there's got to be somebody to be like, bro, we can't do this. Like, we just can't let you out here run amok with everything. Like, you gotta, like, Franklin ain't even having turkey drives. He ain't doing coat drives for the hood. Like, he ain't doing none of that. Like,
Franklin just making $1 million a day. I'm just taking it in.
Hey, bro, you ain't even trying to help out. You ain't making sure the kids got school clothes. Like, come on, bro. You ain't even doing.
He bought the kids ice cream at the end of season one.
He bought a truck.
Bought a whole block of ice cream.
Think about a truck, nigga. But then the nigga
turned the ice cream truck to a crack house. So
both
ways. See what I'm saying?
Enterprising though, and I like.
Y'all think that investigation gonna end up bad for Franklin though? Like that dude at the, it's a dude at the bar talking about investigating. He looked like pretty serious.
Whenever you get too big for the local PD, they're gonna, you know, bring the county, state, and it's fed. So yeah, it's gonna be a problem because he's on the rise, and because he's on the rise, he's going to need another Andre, if you will, but that's what's going to happen.
A good buddy of mine doing federal time right now has a slogan. When he took his time and laid it down, he said, you know what? When the feds come get you, the feds come get you.
I will take it, buddy.
That's it. You just got to have a
mishaps, my nigga. They coming correct.
They coming correct. When they come, they come get you. So absolutely. I think that's the start of that. That's the start of them coming in. The wall will start coming down on Frank.
That's why it's going to be tough for Franklin to get up out of here for real, man. We did see a lot more drugs. They had the big storage house of drugs, and I guess that goes to the expansion. So we ain't really got to get into that. We talked about that earlier. But I did see something there, and I want to get your guys' thoughts on. Somebody was dead, and there was a number on the floor in blood. And it looked like the number, like, was it 100,000? Was it 1 million? That was some weird number.
Yeah.
I think that's gonna have something to do with the Mexican portion of it in Ocho.
Yeah, it looked like it was a warehouse or something, right?
Yeah, it looked like some real bloody violent Mexican shit.
Cause they got some shit going on. They been having some shit going on this whole show with all of them.
Ocho gonna play a big role this season, I think. They kind of coyly put that in there of him building that tunnel.
Yeah,
and having the work go with his own route. I think that's gonna be big in season. For just a prediction for me.
I just like how they don't overdo those other characters, because Franklin is the main guy.
Main character, right?
Those other characters mean so much to the show. It's like you don't get mad when they come on the screen.
Overdo it with the chick in season two, the Mexican chick. It was a little bit too much of her in the background in the building. I was good off of that, but I'm glad.
It looked like I say 100,000.
It's to say 100,000. Is that a black body right there? What is it?
It's a white hand. White hand.
That might be something to do with Teddy, or whatever breed. I call him Ted. All right. So I want to ask y'all about the mom being in the back of a police car in this preview. Is that a joyride? Was she going to see something, or was she hooking up with the man? Do y'all think they maybe came and got moms?
Oh, they can't get Franklin. Get the people around.
Yeah.
Building a criminal empire.
But it looked like she was yelling something, right?
It looked like she was crying. Like either they crying because they didn't came and busted her ass, or they taking her to see somebody's body.
Mm-hmm.
Tax evasion, man.
She looked worried.
Yeah, she definitely looked
worried. So they probably snatched her up. You know, she cooking the books. So
two more things that I saw that I want to run by y'all before we go to what you're least or most looking forward to in season four. And picking your standout character, I want to know, one, who was that got tossed out the window? You think? Is it some rando, or y'all think there's gonna be a key character?
I think when they get tossed, they'll be key, but I don't think we know who they are.
I don't see a key character being tossed out the window like that.
And did Mel bounce back? They gave us a quick glimpse of Mel. She looked like she was off at a rock. What do y'all think?
Go ahead,
clean Mel this season.
Yeah, I think. I mean, I look like she bounced back, but she got some explaining to do.
see where I grow up, man. Once a smoker, always a smoker, buddy. It takes is the right day. So I think
Franklin is gonna spend all his that's gonna be his what they call it passion project.
Franklin done with her. He should.
Nah. He loves.
He feel guilty because he killed her dad.
Come on, man. He feel guilty all the way around. He feel like he had something to do with her being where she at. Her father gone.
No, not man, smoking rock.
Man, listen, he loved that girl, man.
I know.
That hurt.
Hey, that was one of the hardest scenes in season 3. Then nigga mama, yeah. And she was like, "Where Mel? She don't rock now.
She don't rock now. She don't rock now."
Scene cut match. It's over.
It's
over.
Yeah, that was rough. Yeah, man.
That was funny, bro. That was a good one, bro.
Definitely hurt. All right, guys. I'm gonna let y'all get I'm gonna let y'all get out of here. But before we do it, what are you most or least looking forward to in season 4, Twin? I'm gonna start with you.
I'm least looking forward to, because I know it's gonna happen, but I'm least looking forward to the decline and pretty much into Leon and Franklin's relationship.
Yeah,
it's gonna happen, and I'm dreading it, but it's gonna happen.
It's gonna be inevitable. Big Jeff, what do you got? What are you most or least looking forward to?
Least looking forward to, and I'll let Twin double back with his most looking forward to. Least looking forward to is we just talked about it. They're gonna force the male retribution. A redemption, I should say. They're going to force that in on this season. We're going to see Mel come back around.
Wow. Mel. Okay.
People.
Mel's going to be Franklin's. Story. She's going to be her. She's going to be Franklin's Achilles heel.
Man, I hope not, man.
That's his weakness.
It is, man. He just that's his weakness. He need to give her a good OZ, a good zip, let her go on about her day, man. Smoke your lights out, baby. I get
drugs are bad, kids. Drugs are bad.
I'm least looking forward to I'm least looking forward to the violence as far as it going away from a drug selling hustling tale to people finna start dying and characters finna start getting lost and getting to that part of the timeline from real history of like the Bloods and Crip gang wars. I'm kind of I'm not mad at it, but that ain't really, you know, that ain't high on the list for me. I don't need to see that. They as far as part of this story, I'm interested in just part of this story because I don't want my nigga Leon to be gone, and I know it's gonna come to his demise. But that's least. And I'll start with most. What I'm most looking forward to this season is, like I alluded to it earlier, was Man Boy. Like, I can't wait to see him playing a more in-depth role this season, doing more stuff, get more of a character, how that plays out with him and his sister, baby, daddy, getting in the Blood and Crip beef. I think dude plays a hell of a role as far as his acting abilities, and he's going to be able to be a standout this season. So that's what I'm most looking forward to for season 4. Twin, what you got?
What's his name in real life?
Forgot.
Don't know.
But yeah, he's good. I've seen him in a couple other things. For me, what I'm most looking forward to, I'm most looking forward to see Franklin, even though he has to grind. I'm looking forward to him still doing his thing in the midst of all this adversity. Because it's going to be a lot of it. And people are going to hate him more and more. And I'm just looking forward to continuing to see that rise. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think he's reached his peak. So I'm going to see, because it's also going to make him a whole completely different person. It's a whole new monster that he's becoming because of this.
Thanks. Big Jeff, what are you most looking forward to?
Looking forward to, man, I'm different than you, Lou. Like, this is, like, to me, adding on that particular, the Blood, the Crip part of, the gang violence part of, is the most realistic part of the show. Because that's L.A. And the time frame, like, I've said this, like, 2 times already, that's the time frame that we're in right now. And then you add that on, and you added authentic version of it. Mm-hmm. Like, not just some corny dudes walking around with shirt buttoned up with the wife beater showing, not them dudes, but like a real live how LA was back then, a real depiction of that has never been done on TV. Mm. I'm looking forward to seeing that.
Here's my issue with it, because I get what you're saying, and I'm all for everything about that aspect of, you know, LA and everything that adds into it. They just not going to be able to tell the story with as much depth as they are the drug part of it. And I don't think it's going to be fair to that, like the the violence, the blood crip part of it, because there's more to it than motherfuckers were selling drugs and got to beefing over some money. Like the Bloods and Crips fighting each other is deeper than that, especially if you like talking about how it started in LA. I'd like to see more of that, and I know they're not gonna have time to do it. So I fear what you're saying is that they're gonna gloss over it and make it about some drug shit when it really ain't.
See, I think they have a chance to do both, because we both know both organizations were started to help police their own community. That's where it started. Mm-hmm. It then it morphed into this because, again, back to my key word, chaos. They lost control.
But drugs were a big part of that.
Drugs were a large part of it. Yeah, and now you see how it got started, because our government funneled drugs into our communities, and we get to see all of that happen, and boom, a clusterfuck happens in LA. And we get to see it all play out if they do it right. If they do it right. That's all. So you have the potential to show how the stuff you never wanted to think about really played a part in genocide of a whole generation.
John Singleton would be thrilled to be writing this. Unfortunately, we lost him, man. R.I.P. John Singleton. R. Melvin Gregg is your
R.I.P., man. Go. Melvin Gregg. That's the name, yeah. He, man, if you ever see Black AF on Netflix.
American Vandal.
Yeah, it is. Funny. If you ever see Black AF on Netflix, man, he got this episode on there. He had me crying laughing, bro. He was talking about, it was a Juana man. They were talking about, you said what?
I had 15 minutes of Black as fuck. I ain't gonna lie. 15 minutes. No. I got out of there. Man,
they had a whole scene where they were talking about the movie Juana Man, bro. This Melvin Gregg was hilarious, dog. He was hilarious. Check it out.
I would only check it out because I like him as an actor.
Yeah.
Mike Evans is on that episode, too. That's a very funny episode.
I probably have blown my pick right here. People probably know what I'm going to say, just what I've been alluding to all season. Guys, give me your standout character for season 4. Jeff, I'll start with you.
Standout character to me, Auntie. Auntie's gonna play a role. Auntie's gonna play a role, like a big role. The women of this show, period. Auntie, mom, and Mel gonna play a big role, but more so Auntie, because she's gonna be the one. She's gonna be the play call. She's the head coach. She's gonna become the head coach, like Sean Franklin. You need to watch this. This is what's gonna happen next. Da 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 da. And he need to listen. And Auntie.
Okay. What you got, twin?
Man boy is mine as well. Yeah. I mean, he did such a great job, and I know he's going to be on both sides. I want to see how they have him doing this gang shit and still working for Franklin or working with Franklin.
I like that. I'm going to go the other side with Scully. I feel like that in the preview, we seen Scully communicating with Franklin. We didn't see Man Boy, so I think there'll be a falling out, and then we'll be able to see Scully and Scully and Franklin build a relationship. And I think that character is fucking hilarious. So with more screen time, I want to see what he's able to do and how realistic they're gonna be able to make this the gang war thing. So I'm going with Scully for my standout character of the season. And lastly, before we get out of here, we're going to do parting shots, wrap-ups, closing, anything that you want to leave the people with for Snow School to watch out for Snowfall in the upcoming season. I'll let whoever wants to start.
Go ahead, Twin.
No, you got it.
Me personally, I think they have an opportunity, and I know I've talked about this, but ad nauseum at this point, they have an opportunity to do something that's never been done on network television correctly. They have a chance to tell this gang story that has hampered Black community, and it's more definitely in California, but across the country in different states, and how it started and what happened and all the aspects that played into it. Not just two random Black guys saying, hey, I don't like you and I don't like you either, let's shoot each other. Like, really showing how this started, where it's going, where it's coming from, and what could have been done to stop it. We got a chance to see that right now, and I can't wait.
Nice. Twin, what you want to lead the people with?
I mean, I just wanted this show, and I just want the writing to continue to evolve in transformation of Franklin Saint. So for me, it's the show just rising, it's getting better and better. So I just want to, I don't want it to get stagnant, you know. So for me, if everything goes well, I think we'll see one of the greatest TV shows, especially for this demographic, in a long time.
I agree. And that's what that kind of likens to my point as far as what I'm expecting this season is what I'll go with for my point and shot. They got a real opportunity here. It's so satisfying to me to see a black show like this, even with the some characters aren't black. It's primarily predominantly like a strong black cast. And I love that. And to M-Extra's point, I hope they continue to write correctly. Like you said, Jeff, continue to tell the story that's reflective of what actually happened. But people can, you know, I mean, we ain't going to use this as an encyclopedia, but give people an idea of where to look if they do want to know more about what happened. So I think that there's a very big opportunity here this season to get the writing down. The acting's already above par, but just really nail down some of the dialogue, really nail down some of the history of what's going on and why it's going on. So I'm really looking forward to that this season and seeing where they end up. Like I can't wait to see if they would tie it up in four seasons or if it would lead to a fifth season. So I look forward each episode as to how they're going to get closer to how this is going to end for Frank. And with that being said, this is Snow School. The premiere episode is going to come out the 24th. They're hitting us over the head with two episodes. So I can't wait for that. Snow School is going to drop soon as it's done, a couple of days after it's done, after each episode, we're going to give a recap, let you know how we think the season's going. So appreciate you guys following up. Anything you want to say before we get out of here?
I mean, you know, get your sports fix every Monday, man. Tell a friend to tell a friend about that Full Sport Press podcast.
Absolutely. M-Extra?
It's February, man. Y'all stay black.
And we are out.
You got three things in life when you're born. What your mama tells you, what the streets teach you, and what the future holds. Which no one knows. That's the one you got control over.
Way more chemical than political. PTSD from what I wait on the digital. It was snowfall and Reagan gave me the visual. Obama opened his doors knowing I was a criminal.